Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're on Daf Vav and Beid. We're by the second to the
first two.
What?
We're about 10 lines up.
About 10 lines up, where it says Lishmo, Bishalo Lishmo, Bishayimo Tashana. In other words, you have a carbon Pesach, and it's not Pesach, right? It's not Pesach. It's the rest of the year. What happened? You had a carbon Pesach, you lost it. So you got another one, fine, you made your Pesach. Then 2 months later you find it. Now what do you do with this animal? It's Shalom Bizman, it's B'shayim Mos Hashana. You shecht it now with two thoughts in your head. Lishma, for a Pesach, in the middle of the summer, and Shalom Lishma, and not for a Pesach. Okay? That's the case. Lishmo, v'shalom Lishmo, B'shayim Mos Hashana. Rabbi Bon Bar Chia b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba mikiven she'ein lo shame nasu kishochto l'shmo v'shalo l'shma b'shtika v'hu kasher. In other words, I don't care what you're thinking about. You can have any thought in your head. L'shma, lo l'shma, it's all b'shtika. It's all in your head. And it's not Pesach now. So what is it? It's a shlamim. I don't care what you're thinking. I don't care what you're thinking. It's kosher.
Since when the thoughts don't count.
What?
Since when the thoughts cannot count.
Since the Yerushalmi said this. Amalei, so 1 second. If that's true, Im Kain, who afilu shokto lishmo, almanas lizrok domo shalo lishmo, then 1 second. If that's true, this is really Yossi's question. Pigle should be no such thing. Right. Your thoughts should be irrelevant, right? If you check something lishma, and you have in mind to be zorek the dam shalol lishma yaseh mishar rishona kishoch to lishma shalol lishma v'shtika v'yeh kosher. What? So what are we going to say? I don't care what you're thinking about. It's kosher. So the Gemara, the answer is there's a chiluk between avodos and what the animal is. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari Achvod Rabbi Yosi ma nemar b'shtika kosher o nemar b'shtika pasul. In other words, it depends what you're silent about, and it depends what you're thinking about. If you're thinking about a wrong avoda, that's unforgivable. That's piggle. That's problems. That's going to ruin the kosher. I'm going to shecht it today, but I'm going to do the zrika tomorrow. If that's your intention, you can't save that. But if you're thinking it's the wrong time of year and the wrong animal, and you're not sure, you have 2 foot. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, that's the end of the usual. How are we passing about that? We don't have a base finish anyway. But that's the distinction that the Yerushalmi makes. Okay? Next.
What was the guy actually thinking that? In August, he's bringing it for cover place.
Exactly. The Daf Yomi learns Pesachim in Tishrei, and he thought you could bring it for Pesach in the summertime too. He didn't know. Not sure. I'll have both thoughts in my head. So it's kosher. But if you have a wrong avoda thought, that's not gonna be kosher.
Why would it be thinking?
Do I know? I don't know.
That's the age-old question.
Exactly. Right. You don't ask why. Why did he do that? Why? You can't ask why.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Moser Nazir L'Nadava. When a person finishes his Naziris, he brings 3 animals. What are the 3 animals? He brings number one, a keves for an ola. He brings an ola. He also brings a chatas. And he brings an ayil for a shlamim. So he takes out from his wallet $100, and he goes to the carbon store, and he buys these 3 carbonos. And he has leftover money. Hamosir Nazir Linadava. So what does he do with the leftover money? He puts it in the Nadava pile. And when he has and then he can bring another Nadava. Very good. So Rufchista Omar. Rufchista says, all that is true. Vahu Shekarva Chataso Basof. That's only true if the Chatos is gonna be the animal number 3 that's brought.
It's purchased.
Avol e no, not purchased. Brought. Kravo chatas basof. It's brought. Avol e kravo shlamim basof. But if the 3rd animal brought is the shlamim, and or the ola, the Gemara doesn't say it, but it's or the ola, then mosarin shlamim. The leftover money becomes a shlamim, not a nedava, but a shlamim. And by the same token, if the last carbon you brought was the ola, then the leftover money becomes the ola. Becomes ola money. Rav Zeira. That's what Chizkish says. Rav Zeira argues. Rav Zeira. No. Afilu karvo shlamim lebasof. even if the Shlomim is brought last, halacha achas hi benazir, is one rule by Nazir, even though there's three animals, shetehei mosara nedava, that the leftover money becomes should be used for a nedava. Okay? Now, masnitza messiah ledain, u masnitza messiah ledain. There's a brisa or mishnah that supports Rav Chisda, and there's also a brisa or mishnah that supports Rav Zeira. What are they? Masnitza messiah Rav Zeira. There's a brisa that supports Rav Zeira. We can take out the word afilu. Elu hein ma'os stumen. These are the ma'os stumen. What does that mean? Sometimes a person will take a person is an azir, and his azir is being finished. So what does he do? He says, "Okay, this money is designated for my karbanos because I got to bring three karbanos when I finish my azir." That's called mos mifurashim. It's specified, designated. Then there's something called mos stumen, where he doesn't designate what each dollar is for. He just says, "You know, I got to bring three karbanos." So in the first case, he said, This envelope, the cash in this envelope is for the chatas. There's no chatas. Yeah, the chatas. The cash for this is for the ola. The cash for this is for the shalom. Second case doesn't do that. It's just all up together. Then the nazir dies. He dies. So what happens to the money? So, what? 1 second. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
So the Elohein Mos Stumen, this is called Mos Stumen, meaning it's just a pile of money that's been designated, but it hasn't been specified. Kol Shedemei Chatos Misos Mu'uravos Behen. The Chatos money is mixed up in that pile, and Chatos can't be brought on someone who's dead. So the Chatos money is mixed up. Afilu Hifrish Demei Chatos. Even if he's designated where the Chatos money is, Mitocha Mos Stumenhein. That's called Mos Stumen. Why? Because it's in the pile of the other money to the other kabanos. Therefore, and I left out this brisa here doesn't say it. However, all this money goes for nedava. It all goes for nedava. So what do you see? Even Chato's money goes for nedava, which is who? That's Reb Zeira, because Reb Chisda said only if the Chato's is last. Masnisa Masaila of Chista, but now we have a brisa that supports of Chista. It says, Elu lechatosi. This money is for my chatos, right? This is talking about again a nazir. Vashar l'shar nizurasi, and the rest is for my other two karbanos. Umeis, and he dies. Moalin bekulan. The only way you're going to be over meila is if you spend all this money. The ein moalin bemiksasan. If you just spend part of it, you're not going to be over me'ila. Why? I'm not 100% sure. V'lo amar imeis yiplu nedava. But it doesn't say if you die, it goes to nedava. Why not? Why not? Since the chata's money is not mixed up, right? What do you see from here? That the leftover money will go, not for a chata, not for the dava, either an ola or a shlamim, which is exactly what Rav Chisda said. Okay. Now, by the way, a nazir, in addition to bringing three animals, also had to bring lechem. So what happens to that leftover lechem? That leftover money. So Rav Chisda Amar, Moser Lach Moshe Nazir Yerkov. That has to rot away that money.
You asked the man to go, why yeah. It could be that if he leaves them over.
Yeah.
Because... You can only be ma'ayel. You cannot be ma'ayel with a shlomim.
Ah, okay. It's only cut your column.
Right.
Okay.
Therefore, you don't know for sure.
Aha. Uh-huh. You have to spend all of it. Okay. Good. Shkoyach. Right. Okay. That's a good point. You were saying the fair shahu?
High
school. Oh, okay.
Carbonate.
I read the carbonate. I don't remember it. The reason why you have to spend all the money is because there can be no me'ila on shlomim. Because shlomim is only cut your column. You own it, so there can't be any me'ila on it until you spend all of it, and then you get the kachy kachims. Which are the ola and the chatos? Not till it's brought.
And the emorim that goes to the bayah.
Right. Right. But what's in you sitting in your house still? No.
You can't be mine. Since you don't know for sure which piece of money it is,
you can't be mine. What?
I can hear you.
No.
What do you mean?
He didn't work it.
And I don't want to
Yeah. to buy shlama. That's tamura. That's not something you better buy animal. Put $100 away. Yeah. I'm going to buy shlama with this money. So it not, doesn't have kedusha yet.
It's going to be put on the
bench. Yeah, you have to go with...
I got. After you shaft it and butcher it.
No, okay.
I guess if you designate an animal for shlama, then you work it in your field. It's not me.
Might not be.
There's no immoral until you shaft it.
Right.
There's nothing to immoral on.
Okay. Anyway, you have leftover money for the bread. Your kavod has to rot away. Amar of Yosi v'us. That's true. Lakrivu if the atzmo ein atziyachal. You can't bring the bread by it. The guy died, right? He designated. He brought the three karbanos. He was about to bring the bread and he died. So what do you? You can't bring the bread by itself. She'ein lechem karv la'atzmo. Bread's not brought alone. Lakrivu in the ziris acheros ein atziyachal. To bring it with another nazir waiting online, you also can't do that. She'ein lechem naziris ba below lechem. You can't have another show up without lechem. So how did he didn't have lechem? So that doesn't work. Lefum kan kain because of that. Tzarich meimar, we have to say Moshe lach Moshe nazir yurkav, that the leftover money that you donated for the bread or maybe the bread itself has to rot away. Savur meimar hu, we thought to say lachmohu mosar nechasav. That what? Oh, lachmohu mosar nesachav. That lechem is like leftover nesachim, right? Let's say you spend money on the wine or flour for a carbon and you have leftovers. So why should the bread be any different than that? Amar Rav Yosi bar Rav Bon, no. Moser nesachav kachay kachim. Inun. Moser nesachim has the status of kachay kachim, v'yiplu l'nedava. And therefore, it'll if you have money for that, that'll go to nedava, not the bread. Al daite the Rav Yosi, okay, there's like a crazy gears to change here. Al darte the Rav Yosi bar Bone, Aliba der Chista, B'mosar Nisachim, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Shmuel, this is how you read it. Shmuel, Rav Chista, Rav Elazar, Shlosh and Amru Dover Echad. They all said the same thing. That what? That the leftover Kachim goes for Nedava. Rav Chista Hada Amaran, Rav Chista we just said, that the leftover Nisachim goes to Nedava. Shmuel, the Amar Rav Yosi, Ad the Ana Taman, when I was over there, over where? In Bavel. Shmas Kol, I heard Rabbi Yehuda, I heard the shear from Yehuda. Sho'il, and he asked, to Shmuel, Hifrish Shiklo Vames, if someone designates his master as a shekel and he dies, what happens to that? Amalei, Shmuel told him back, Yipul Nadava, it becomes a Nadava. So what do you see? That's called Kachim Kachim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Moser Asiris Ha'efa Shalo, any leftover asiris ha'efa of the Kohen Gadol's carbon, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yolicha Liyamamelach, goes to the Dead Sea, but nothing can live in there. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yiplu L'Nadava, it becomes a Nadava. So those three Amarayim, all held the same thing. Maybe Tanoim also all held the same thing.
Excuse me, so when does it go to Ketz HaMizbeach? Why is it private?
That does mean Ketz HaMizbeach. It could mean Ketz HaMizbeach.
The Dava means.
What does it mean? What is it? Private as opposed to a public?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So we always have what?
I assumed right away that it did not mean Ketz HaMizbeach. I thought it would say.
No, just because I don't know. I don't know when it becomes a private and when it becomes a public and I don't know. Okay, next. Mosar Shivuyim l'Shivuyim. Leftover money that was collected to rescue people should be used to rescue people. This is a big shiloh that comes up as manas, a huge shiloh. Not this particular case, not, what? Right, exactly, here we go. In Moser, listen to this. Moser shavui, la'osa shavui. If you collected it for one guy, and you rescued the guy, now you have an extra 50,000, it goes to that guy.
To live on.
Moser shavui, la'osa shavui. The money collected for that one guy is used for that one guy. Moser aniyim, la'aniyim. Leftover money used for aniyim goes to aniyim. So let's say, for example, mos chitin, right? So they go to the stores before Pesach and they buy food or they give checks and they have leftover money. So what do you do with that money? Do you send it to the mikveh? No, you don't send it to the mikveh. You don't send it to help with the eruv. That's not what you do with it. It goes to aniyim. Buy more food and give it to the aniyim. Moser ani, la'osa ani. If you collect it for that one guy, it goes to that guy, even though I don't need any more. I needed a little short for the month, and now I'm okay. Next month is building. No, it goes to that oni.
How's that different from somebody that you
That's not, it's not different. It's not different at all. It's not different at all, just why you gave it to him. The guy could be a millionaire, but he was captured. Right? Moser ha-mesim le-mesim. Leftover money used for mesim, I don't know, getting cemetery plots or whatever it is, goes for mesim. Moser ha-mes, Moser ha-mes, what if you collect it for one person? For one guy, you have a fund, right? So you have sometimes some chasher person passes away, there's no thing that, and then they have leftover money. So what do you do with the leftover money? He's dead. What do you do with it? Liarshav, you give it to his kids. Remeir Omer, no. Moser ha-mes, yehemunach ha-tshiyovu Eliyahu. You put it away till Eliyahu Navi comes. You don't give it to his kids. Why do you give it to his kids? Reb Nosson Omer, no, listen to this. Moser ha-mes, bonin lo nefesh al-kivro. So spend more money and buy a better gravestone. Right, a better matzeva. Right? That's what you do with the money.
That
depends who you ask.
No.
Exactly. We don't know. According to half the Rishonim, nothing's going to change when Mashiach comes. Nothing. There'll still be traffic.
Don't tell them that.
Huh?
No, it'll be the same world, but things will work out.
By the way, I can tell you one thing. Just the only change will be that the Jewish people will not be subservient. That's the only thing that's going to change. And everybody will know Hashem. By the way, Rabbi Yosef says, this is Rabbi Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yosef says that when Mashiach comes, there will not be 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laretz. There will not be. No, he says, because now that they invented telephones, there'll be no Suffolk. They invented telephones, so there'll be no Suffolk.
Why do you have to wait?
You hear this?
Why do you have to wait?
Because we have a minute of us in a Biyadenu. We don't change.
We don't change.
But you hear what he says? Since they invented telephones, what's the suffix?
You need a Besdin.
Amazing, Rabbi Yosef, no? There'll be no sector, only 2 days a month. Call up in the furthest reaches of the earth. One phone call. By the way, they declared the Rosh Chodesh today.
Besdin's going to have a camera.
You hear? You hear that?
What?
What'd you say? Besdin's gonna
have a camera.
You're
gonna watch
what's
going on.
It's like when they do
season. Yes. Yes. I don't know about that. Whether they're gonna have a Beit Hamikdash cam.
They certainly will.
But he did say that there'll be no 2 days Yom Tov anymore because there'll be everyone has telephones. Okay. Let's go. We have to finish. We can tell jokes.
Now I think you give the excess money to Stucker.
So we're gonna hit with the Gemara is gonna flesh it out. Gavolo becheskas she'ain lo. You thought this guy needed money. He looked like he needed. He didn't say anything. But the shul went behind his back and they said they're making a campaign for this guy, help him out. For him, he didn't need it. He had the money, he didn't need it. Baruch Hashem, he didn't need it.
This guy passed away for his kura.
What? Okay. Okay.
There's two pshat of the kura. One is that you're making a headstone from the others, you're making a mausoleum for people coming to kill him.
That doesn't matter.
For other people, not for him.
Rabbi Yirmiyah holds. Rabbi Yisavar. Take out the word "maim." Rabbi Yisavar Meimar. He wanted to say, "Moser Hames Liarshav." So it goes to the kids. It goes to the kids. Amalei Rav Edi the Chutra. What? What are you talking about? The low kivain elole. They raised the money for the guy. He should be buried. They don't mean for the kids, right? The carbon aid that says. The third carbon aid in the Gemara. Amal Rabshcha, go ask yourself. Delo demayin shahanosin lo. Delo demayin. It's not comparable. Shahanosin lo. Shahanosin. The givers lo kivnu. They didn't give it. Ella lizachus lahames. They wanted to be lizachus for the mace. They wanted that credit. They wanted that segula that they helped out a mace. Ella v'kivan sheyesh lo zacha bo hames meolam. It doesn't go to the mace. The Echiyis Gul Yarshav Bo. How do you give it to the Yarshav? What kind of thing is that? Hilkach, therefore, Machziwanos Elah Nosin. Give it back to the one who gave it. Give it back. Im Efsher, if you could do that. Oh, Matnichin Lol Mason Machirim. Leave it in the fund for the other Mason. can't just give it to the kids. What kind of thing is that? I didn't give it to this. It came to me. Oh, can you give a check? We're helping the, what's his name, that doesn't have any plaque. We're going to buy a plaque to him. Yeah, no problem. Oh, it turns out he had one. So we'll give the money to the kids. I don't want to give it to the kids. The kids had a life insurance policy. They're very wealthy kids. They don't need my $18. No. A Malay. But I didn't say that. I didn't say Ella Menalach. What does that mean? That means At Menalach. I didn't say for sure. I didn't say for sure that the money should go to the kids. I just was having a suffix about it. You haven't answered back why it shouldn't go to the kids. What you said back is not an answer.
You're saying it's not a suffix.
Exactly. Now, Tani, B'shem Rabbi Nassan, Moser Hameis, leftover money from a maid that you collect for a maid, Yibana lo nefesh al kivro, you build him a mausoleum or a mateva, whatever. V'yasa lo ziluf al gabe mitaso, and you can even spend money on wine that it should make the coffin should be pleasant smelling, and you can do all those extra things for the maid like that. Tani ein podin shavui b'shavui. No, you don't transfer funds that were purchased. That were donated for one captive, for another captive. They ain't govern talis, mitalis, with batalis. And you can't, the guy doesn't have a talis. So they get a fund to buy the guy a talis. So you can't use it for a different oni, who doesn't have a talis. They bought it for this guy. V'ein mamchin biyad, listen to this line. V'ein mamchin biyad parnasim b'lakach. However, if the gizbor, the gabai in the shul, the gabai of the tzedakah fund does do that, you don't stop him. Which says the carbonada, the hain hagabayim lasos kach. That's how gabayim act. They have to do that all the time. Lashanos hatzedakos lamasha tzrichin osum biyoser. What someone else needs it more. The meikara adayte dahachi nitnu shim yistrichu sheishin osum hagabayim. In other words, it's all built in. The guys don't. People don't care. People don't give them money. Listen, but that guy doesn't have a talis. Well, okay, fine. I'll give money. He shouldn't have a talis. It turns out they left off money. That guy also doesn't have a talis. No, they can't give it for that guy. Of course they can. Tani, Rashim Begalil Omer, ain't osin nefashos with tzaddikim. We don't build mausoleums for tzaddikim. It's not a Jewish thing. A matzeva, yes. Not a mausoleum. You don't do that. Why? Divrehem hain zichronam. Their words are their memory. Their words are their memory.
What do we do with the rebbes today?
What? Mausoleum?
That's for the people who come to say tillim, for the rain on them. It's not for the people who are alive.
Who needs a matzeva?
What? It's a good question.
So it's a good question. This means matzeva, maybe.
Even if it means a matzeva. Who needs a matzeva?
The words are there.
Who needs a matzeva?
That's what the Gemara is saying.
So you know what they say? The words are
there. No, it's a fact. Wait,
why?
That's exactly what it's saying. That is exactly what the Gemara is saying.
Right. You should spend money on a matzeva? It's been money for it. We're wasting money on a matzeva.
That is the current tavamin on this line.
No anyway, Rabbi Yochanan, now we're going to get into a whole tangent, a whole story about how you're, forget, now we're done with the tzedakah, we're done with the mason, what do you do with manazet, go ask a shiloh with the money and people have fights. Now we're getting into a whole tangent about how the Torah is your real legacy. Rabbi Yochanan havi mitzmach. Rabbi Yochanan used to lean on somebody. Why? Because he was a balbasar and he couldn't walk by himself. Azal, he was going. Ah, Rav Chia Bar Abba. He was going with Rav Chia Bar Abba. V'havi Rabbi Eliezer Chamilei. Rabbi Eliezer saw him. U'matamalei mekanei. And he avoided going over to Rabbi Yochanan.
He hit himself.
He made himself, hit himself. He shouldn't see Rabbi Yochanan. V'amar. Halein tarti milayu hadein bavloi. This Babylonian Rabbi Eliezer, he just slided me twice. First of all, Avid Bei Chada Delo Shal B'Shalmei. He didn't even ask how I'm doing. And number two, V'chad the Mitmar. He went to hide himself. Didn't even wave to me from across the street. Amalei, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, don't listen. Leave him alone. Kach nehigin gavoin dezira lo shal b'shulma derabe. He felt that's how the Babylonians behave. This young guy, young Talmud, is going to ask you how you doing. It's like a lack of kavod. They hold. It's not a kavodik thing to do. That's what they hold. The inu nahagin u'makaymin. They apply the following pasuk to themselves: Reuni na'arim v'nech ba'u v'yishishim kamu amdu. In other words, we don't make ourselves obvious to the people greater than us.
So the older people come above.
Yeah, amalahu ma. So now this Rav Yaakov Bar Idi is trying to change the subject. So Amar Lahu, Ma'ulum Avar Kame Deurdra Shlami.
Part of his Mufaisu. He's explaining why he hid.
This is why he I don't know if that's the pshat.
Sure. He can't say hello to you. So Mamela, if he walks by without saying hello, that's this case about the getch, because you walk by ignoring me. And Mamela, that tells you why he
I thought he did it to change the subject. Anyway, fine, it doesn't matter.
Rock scrolling is changing the subject.
Yeah, it's to change the subject.
No.
Okay. It doesn't make a difference. Please. Let me talk. Amalahu ma'ulim evad kame du'udra d'tzami. What do you do when you walk by some idol? In other words, if by walking by it looks like you're giving it chashivas. So amalei mad pligle. What's the big deal? Yakar avur kame v'samani. Walk by and don't look at it. It's even worse. Walk by with your hand held up and don't look at it. Amalei yus. You're right. Rabbi Eliezer avid del avar kamach. What about Rabbi Eliezer? Didn't even walk by me. Didn't even look at me. V'od, Avin ha-bavloi, del Amar shmaitim mishmei. Not only that, he doesn't even repeat over the Torah in my name. That's what this story is doing here. He didn't even say over the Torah in my name. He didn't continue the legacy of my Torah. Nichnasu lefanav Rav Ami, Rav Asi. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi came in. Amru lo, Rebbe, kacha yamaisim beis ha-knesses shel Tarsiyim. There was once a story in the shul of the Tarsiyim. Benagar, there was a nail. Sheyesh berosho glustera that had the top of the nail had a head. Venechlishenechlaku, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, and they had a machlokus about it. What the machlokus was, whether or not you're allowed to use it to open a door or not. A whole shaila with muksa on Shabbos. Until shakaru sefer Torah bechamasan. They ripped the sefer Torah. They had such a fight that a sefer Torah got ripped. Karu sefer sakadat. That they ripped the sefer Torah. That's very unusual. No, Ella Shinikra Sefer Torah. No, Sefer Torah got ripped. Nobody ripped it, but I guess they were. I don't know what happened. The Torah got ripped. See how what the point of the story was? You see how far anger could go? You're angry, even if you're angry in learning. You're angry in the halacha. You're machmir on the halacha. Look what could happen. Look what happened to that story. The Torah got ripped because they were angry at halacha. V'ha'yisham zaken echad. There was one old man. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma Shmo. Amar, and he said, "Tebahani im lo tehei beis haknesses beis avodah zarah." I'll be shocked if this place doesn't turn into a church one day. I'll be shocked, right? Why? Because when you behave like that, there's no kiyum in that place. Chazar v'amar hakadein mechavrei. What does that mean? So the carbon edah says in the top end of the top line over there. V'chi ma'ata medamen nidon shelofenenu lahasam. What kind of comparison is that? Says Rabbi Yochanan back. What kind of tell me crazy story? The Torah. What kind of comparison is that? The Hasam Chaverim Hayu. They were Chaverim. They shouldn't have gotten angry. Avo Rabbi Elazar Talmidei Ho. Umutel Lechaz Alav. I'm allowed to get angry at him. What kind of crazy? Can tell me some story. It has nothing to do with this case. Anyway, that nothing was so far. Rabbi Yochanan was still Makbid. Right? They tried twice. Then more. Nichlas Lefanav Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. So Yaakov Eidi walked in. Amalei says like this. Ksiv it says, Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe avdo, kein tziva Moshe es Yoshua. So the member says, V'chi kol dibur v'dibur shahoy Yoshua, Yoshi v'doresh, hayo omar kach omar Moshe. What, everything that Yoshua said out of his mouth, he heard from Moshe, every single thing? Ella, no, that's not, that can't be pshat. Ella rather, Yoshua, Yoshi v'doresh, Yoshua sat and taught Torah. V'yodin ha-kosha, Torah shal Moshe. Everybody knew, where did he get this Torah from? He got it from Moshe. Where did he get it from, that guy in the street? No, he got it from Moshe. Af, Ata, so too, Eliezer, Yoshev V'doresh, Eliezer speaks Torah, V'hakol Yodin Shah Torah Shalach, everyone knows it's your Torah, Rabbi Yochanan. You're his Rebbe, everybody knows, he doesn't have to say every morning, by the way, today's Shia is sponsored by my Rebbe. He doesn't have to say that every morning. Why? It's obvious. Amol ahead, ah, so that calmed him down. V'pnei ma, ein Atan Yudat L'Zratzos, kibet Idi Chavredo. How come nobody here knows how to calm people down like Ravidi? Right, nobody knows how to do that except for Ravidi. Calm me down. Who?
Why didn't he come in and be Mephaisim?
Why didn't he talk and say hello to him? That's a good question.
Why didn't he have to, when he knew he heard he was angry, why didn't he go in
and I don't know. I don't know.
It was only heard.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he did feel that the young students don't go over to the Rebbeim. Right? Rabbi Yochanan, my cool ahead, the Bayamir Mishmaitse Mishmei. Why did he care so much that a Torah shears it over and he said, what did he care? Why did he care? The Af David Bikesh Alei Rachamim. Even David wanted that. Shenemar, Agur Ba'olecha Olamim. I'm going to even live in the tent forever. Achas Betseser Kinefecha Sela. V'chi Olsal Daito Shal David Shu Chai V'Kayim La'olam. David thinks he's going to live forever, even though we do say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, even though we do say that line. But the Dovid thing is going to live forever? He doesn't think that. So
why can you use the thing? You have a Stam Mishnah.
What do you mean? What's the Stam Mishnah?
You say something in somebody else's name.
Where's that Mishnah?
Oh.
What does it say? You may be Gula Olam. Yeah. I'm not going to say that. You may be Gula.
I said that. Why didn't you just use that one?
I told you. I have a good Kasha on that Mishnah. The Kasha, it's a very simple Kasha. What does the Mishnah say? If you say something in someone else's name, you may be Gula Olam. So where's the Gula? Where's the Gula?
Come.
Don't we do that every day? Where's the Gula?
Come.
It's coming, right? How long do you have to wait for that?
Yeah,
the Osa Al Daito.
Yeah,
Ella Kacham Adavos Nekosh Baruch Hu. Here's what David Melch meant to say. Ribbono Shel Olam, Ezaka, I want to have a Zechus. She Devarai Ne'amar Batei Knesset Batei Midrashos. I want my words of Torah to be spread in yeshivas and in shuls. Shimon ben Nazira, B'shem Rav Yitzchak Amar, Kol Tav Chacham She'omer Davar Alacha Mepiv Bala Matzeh. If you say over Torah in someone's name in this world, Sifasav Rochashos Imo Bekever. The lips move in the grave. Shenemar, like it says, V'kachach kayayin hatov. Kichach yayin batov, which means that the yayin makes you smile. Dovev sifse yishedim. And the lips of the sleeping move. Ma komer shalavim zeh. Just like this cup of wine. Kivin shemineach adam etzpo olav mia dovev. If you stick your finger in it, it makes ripples, right? Av sifsoseim shal tzadikim. Kivin shomrim dar halacha mifihem shal tzadikim. Sifsoseim rochashos imahen bekever. Right? The lips move in the kever. Now, I'm not sure I understand the next three words of the Gemara. Mahanolo. What does that mean, mahanolo?
What hanol does the Shema have?
Didn't we just say it?
You just said what you're
doing. The Shema doesn't have lips. What hanol comes from the Shema?
So we just said. It's asking it again. We just said.
What is the hanol?
What's the godless?
Yeah.
No, what is the hanol?
What's the
hanol? Like?
Okay, what does it taste like? I hear.
What does the Neshama get? What does it taste like to the Neshama?
What does the Neshama get?
Yeah.
So, okay, good. Bar Nazir Amar Kadein Kishdishtei Kunditun.
Greek kunditun, which is made out of three ingredients. One for Tyra, one for Galata, one for Alocha.
Okay, good.
Kunditun wine.
Kunditun wine?
The says no.
Ko shel dvash im yayin upalpalin. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kadein Shashasi Chamer Atek, like drinking old wine.
Afagat. Not a Galata.
Afagat. One sec, let me finish. Afagat the Shashi lay, even though you drink it, Taime Bepume. The taste lingers. The Carbon Eda says, in the carbon aid of Afagaf, Shekvar Avarzman, Masha Shatza, Adayin, Taimo Bepiv. Even though it lingers long afterwards. What are they arguing about? What is the kunditin and what is this? So he says, Ubaha Pligi, Manda Amar Kemanda Shatza Kunditun. If you hold, you're drinking kunditin wine. Be'ino Nami, Sha'asa Maisim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh. You still have to do good deeds. Kemo, Shiesh Bekunditin, Od Besamim Tovim. Aval, but amiras halacha lechud lo mahani. Just saying over halacha doesn't help. Uman de amar kaman de shasa chamar atik. But if you hold that, it's like drinking old wine. Laola mahani le amiras halacha halacha shisvososav devovos bakever. So that the lips are still moving in the kever. So who has to do the good deeds? The person who died or you? Right. And according to the second Shita, you don't have to do good deeds? Right? No, I'm just asking. You don't have to do good deeds? What does that mean? I hear your thing about the halacha and the agarata. Tell me what the Karbon Eda says. I'm sure it's a good shot. So what does this mean? I don't know.
Maybe it's not enough for Talmud to say over the Rebbe's Torah.
You also have to be a good person.
Right.
Yeah, you can't just be... Right, well, that's an old story. But what, he held you could do that. The second one holds you could do that. You just have to learn. You don't have to do good deeds. You don't have to do Maitim Tovim.
It's not sufficient to merely say over
your Rebbe's Torah. I hear. Okay. Next. So we'll try to get to the finished parent. Rav Gidl Omar. Rav Gidl says, it's fascinating, because in Bavli, Rav Gidl never says a member by himself. Ilam Rav. Once in a blue moon of Gidl Amar Shmuel. Never says a member by himself. Never. In the entire Bavli, never. Here he is. Rav Gidl Amar. I believe it's true. Someone's telling me. I believe it's true. He never says a member by himself. Here he is. Rav Gidl Amar. Ha'omer Shmuel B'Shem Amra. If you say over a sub Torah in someone else's name, Yira Bal Shmuel K'ilu Omeid L'Negdo. You should view him as if he's standing in front of you. Listen to this Carbon Eda. I'm sure. I'm sure this carbon Ada is used in certain circles for the following. You'll see them themselves. It's a little up where we are. Rav Gidl Amar Ha'Omer B'Shem Amar Yira Bal Shmiya K'ilu Omed Negdo. You should view the Baal Memra as if he's in front of you. Sha'al Yedei Kain, because through that Yagid Hadavar Al Ofno, it'll be very good, right? The Iker Halimud Mirabo, the main learning from a Rebbe is Biri'iyas Panim when you're looking at him. K'dichsev, like it says, Vayu Enecha Rose Es Morecha. It's not a knock on learning on listening to a shir in the car, Chas V'Shalom, but the Iker learning is when you see the guy who's teaching it to you. It's interesting. Why does it have to be that way? What?
Video is better than audio.
Video is better than audio, right. Shenamar, like it says, Ach, but tell him yasalef ish. See if it says, Rom Adam Yikra Ish Chesto. Zeh Shar Kol Adam. The Ish Emunim Mi Yimatze, Zeh Rebbe Zeira. That's Rebbe Zeira. That Rebbe Zeira, Litanein Tzrichin Chashosh and Lishmaitze Rav Sheshes. I never had to worry about the members of Rav Sheshes, who Gavra Miftecha. He was like an open book. So the Karban Eda says it's Lashon Tagad that he was blind. He was blind, so he never was able to see the Rebbe because he couldn't see the Rebbe. Rav Sheshes was blind. So what's his ear saying? Rav Sheshes was like an open book. So whatever he said, you could take it to the bank. That's Lashon Tagad Nor, just the opposite. He was blind. He never saw the Rebbe. Amalei of the ear, Rav Asi Chacham Rebbe LeBar Pasia. You're smart like Bar Pasia. Ad Amar Shmaita Mishmei. You see over in his name. Amalei Reb. Who's this? Reb Yossi. Amr Mishmei. Amalei what? Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Mishmei. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Asi, Chacham Rebbe, Larab, that Amr Mishmei to Mishmei. You also said over Torah in his name. Amalei Rabbi Ada Bar Ava, Amr Mishmei. Ain't right? Amr Mishmei. You say over everything, it's all the same thing.
Isn't it ironic that the one thing he's saying in Shas, not B'Shem Omro, is saying B'Shem, he's talking about B'Shem Omro?
That's exactly the point, no?
What?
That's exactly the point.
Say B'Shem, Dafki should say B'Shem Rabo.
Maybe Dafki himself. That was his first one, and then from there he
went. Could be. Next. Ein Dor, She'ein Bo Letanim Kedar Shel David. There was no generation that had more Letanim than David. Ma Ha Yeprutei Adar Osin, what they do, these the lowlifes, Ha Yehochan Etzel Chanosah Shel David, they went to the window of David's house, Omer in law, they said, David, Amos are you buying a Beis HaMikdash? When are you going to build a Beis HaMikdash? Amos are you Beis HaShem Nelech? When are we going to go to the Beis HaMikdash already? What's taking you so long? For your David Omer, Aval B'Yishem Mitzkavir in Loha Chiseini, even though just getting me angry, Yavo Alai, in Loha Yisi Sameach B'Dvarim. I'm still happy that they're saying that. To say like it says, Samachti B'Omer Beis HaShem Nelech. Right? We always say that Pasuk as a Shevach. Right? They were knocking him, but he said, I don't care, Samachta, I'm happy that they're telling me when it's going to get built. Because I don't care. V'haya, ki yamali yamecha, v'shachavta et avotzecha. What does that mean? Just that he's not going to do it, he's going to die. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, yom shlamim animon alecha, v'lo yom chaserim. I'm going to give you full years and not missing years. In other words, there's no chasar that you're not building it. Kulam Shlomo Banecha Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Kulam Shlomo Banecha Yibana Beis HaShem Lahakiv Kabanos Sibur. Isn't that the only reason he's building it? Is to bring Kabanos? That's the purpose of it. Chaviv Alay Tzedako Mishpat Sha'ata Ose Yosim and Akarban. Your Tzedako and Mishpat is better than Kabanos. Shemar, like it says, Ase Tzedako Mishpat Nivcha Lashem Mizbeach.
That's the whole point of the Beis HaMikdash. We just do the deed.
What?
What are you trying to say? That the Beis HaMikdash is not as important as doing the...
His good deed.
For him.
Only for David.
All right? Hajjan Allah, Matarfim Shkalim. Hajjan Allah, Matarfim Shkalim. Hajjan Allah, Matarfim Shkalim. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.
Oh, yeah.